证明啊，继续来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the truth of God.
今天下午我们用当使者书信礼物在面前的时候
，and on this
这个做题目啊。
This afternoon, we would like to share the topic of when the messengers, the letters, and the gift came.
就是要继续从以赛亚书啊三十八章、三十九章来。学习我们信仰上应该要注意的事项。
This is so that we can learn from Isaiah chapter 38 and 39 about various aspects of our faith we should be aware of.
我们早上提到西西家王他病得到神的医治，应许要多给十五年的寿数之后，他做的诗歌，他的心智。
And this morning, we learned about how after God granted him additional 15 years, he wrote a song of thanksgiving to God.
他可以知道神让他受苦是要是给最终是给他平安。
He could understand that for God to give him bitterness at the very end, it was for his own peace.
那他也立志，他一生年日要很谨慎的来遵行神的话语。
And he also knew that for the rest of his days that he would have to carefully live his life.
同时他的生命真的是按照神所定的时间，每一天都是不会再增加一天，因为神已经定好那个日子，每一天都在减少。
And that he would be very aware of living his life because God has already appointed him the length of his days, and not a single day would be less.
所以因为他已经定好年纪日子，所以过一天就少一天，所以到最后这个日子就结束了。
And because God has already appointed the length of his days, so as each day passes, then one day is gone.
所以在这十五年里面，他说他要很谨慎的来过生活。
And so in these 15 years, he said that he would walk very carefully.
但是有时候我们人立志是一回事，能不能够做出来又是另外一回事。
But sometimes our determination is one thing, but to be able to do it is another.
因为西西家王他得到神的这个医治之后，第三十八章的二十节，他说：“神肯救我，所以我们要一生一世用在神的殿中，用诗弦的乐器唱我的诗歌。”
In Isaiah chapter 38, verse 20, he said that the Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my songs with stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord.
所以他觉得他要一生一世来歌颂赞美神的恩典。
And so he thought that he would sing the songs of thanksgiving to God all the days of his life.
他所写的这一篇诗歌需要用唱的，是让众百姓跟他自己本身一直不断的传送。
And this passage that he wrote was meant to be sung so that he himself, as well as the people, could continually remember it.
所以他要让众人能够来见证神是有信实的、有慈爱的。
He wanted to testify to everyone that God is faithful and He is loving.
这位神是真实可靠的，依靠他的绝不羞愧。
And that those who God is reliable, those who rely on Him will not be ashamed.
那所以呢，他所得到这个恩典，这个神迹很大。
And the miracle that he received was very great.
所以当神解救了这个犹大国让亚述的大军一夜之间85,000的大军就死了，这个王也逃回去了。
And in one night, this great miracle, 185,000 of the Assyrians were killed, and the king fled.
我们在读三十八章的时候，要注意一个细节。
But when we are reading chapter 38, there's something we need to note.
第二十一节，以赛亚说要取一块无花果饼来贴在窗上，王就必痊愈。
In verse 21, Isaiah said, "Let them take a lump of figs and apply it as a poultice on the boil, and he shall recover."
那这一节呢，如果放在第六节就是第三十八章的第六节那这个。次序就很清楚了。
And if we apply this verse to chapter 38, verse 6, then
it, 就是第六节以后了哈。
That what happens after verse 6, then it becomes clear.
因为当神说要给他多十五年的寿数的时候，如果按照列王记跟历代志的描述呢，接下去但这个病就是用这个无花果饼贴上去就得医治了。
Because after he was sick and he placed this poultice of fig on him, then he did recover from his illness.
好，然后 第二十二节。
And verse 22.
西西家问说：“我能够上神的殿去，有什么兆头呢？”
Hezekiah has said, "What is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord?"
好，那这个就是接下去在第七节那里的。
And this continues on in verse 7 of chapter 38.
好，所以第六，所以这二十二、二十一节、二十二节，如果放在第六节跟第七节中间呢，就很清楚。
So if we place verses 21 and 22 chronologically between verses 6 and 7, then it becomes very clear.
那圣经它这样子安排，其实是为了要让我们了解他所做的这篇诗歌很重要。
And the reason why it is not placed in chronological order in the Bible is for us to understand how important this song is.
哦，他要在神的殿里面不断的来传颂神的恩典，这也是。西西家王他要把这个神的作为见证给他后代的儿女听的重点。
And the main point of the passage is that Hezekiah really wanted to testify of the great works of God to his following generations.
好，接下去他又遇到一个考验了。
And then as he continued on, he faced another trial.
第三十九章一开头说，那时啊，就是当他的病得医治，他啊，这个亚述大军的这个危机解除以后。
And in chapter 39, verse 1, it says, at that time, which is after his illness was healed and after the crisis was over.
第三十九章第一节，巴比伦王就派了使者，因为他说，巴比伦王巴拉旦的儿子米罗达巴拉旦听见西西家病而痊愈，就送书信和礼物给他。
Here it says that Merodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he heard that he had been sick and had recovered.
啊，这个是这个王啊，连巴比伦王在远方的外邦王都听到哇，神医好了西西家的病，表示当时这件事情很轰动。
That the fact that even the Gentile king such far away, so far away, heard about this illness shows that this event was a very, very, impactful one.
然后呢，所以就送使者哈，派使者送书信和礼物给他。
And this is why he had sent messengers to send him letters and a present.
好，那第二节就说西西家很喜欢的来迎见这个使者。
And in verse 2, it says that Hezekiah was pleased with them.
啊，这个是大病得痊愈之后，接下去的欢喜的时间。
And this is a time of great rejoicing after he has already been healed of his illness.
这件事情对西西家王是另外一次重大的考验。
But this was another very great test for Hezekiah.
这个时候不是他生命有危险的时候。
This time was not a time of life and death for him.
这件事情跟他的国家也没有任何的危机，因为对方还主动来送礼物。
And it was not a time of crisis for the nation because another nation was proactively sending gifts to him.
所以这个时候，西西家王他完全觉得现在是平安的时期了。
And so Hezekiah at this time thinks that this is a time of complete peace.
他完全没有去想到说，哎，在这个时候，这个使者来了，他是不是应该要先求问神，要怎么对应这个人呢？
It did not occur to him at this time that now that this messenger has come, should I inquire of God how I should deal with this matter?
从第三十九章看来，我们就没有看到他在跟神祷告了。
In chapter 39, we see that he does not pray to God.
而是他看到在他面前这个巴比伦的特使。
But when he sees the messengers from Babylon,
他看到这个巴比伦王所写的这封信，
and he reads the letter that is sent from the king of Babylon.
他看到的是摆在眼前的礼物，
and he sees a present placed before him.
所以这个时候，你看，一般如果我们看到这么一个很平和的情形的时候，我们很自然的警戒的心就放下来了。
Very automatically, when we see this type of scene, all of us would relax, would feel relaxed.
也在这个时候才是最危险的时候。
And this is a time in which it is most dangerous.
历史也证明，就在这个时候，西西家王他没有办法持守住他本来的志向，要谨慎而行的这个做法。
And history also tells us that this is the time when Hezekiah was unable to keep the determination he had made before.
神给他的考试不是只有一次通过就 OK 了。
The test that God gave Hezekiah was not just once, and if he passed, he would be fine.
就好像我们今天信仰的考验里面，一件事情接着一件，一直来，不会中断的。
Just like in our in our faith today, we also will receive test after test and continuously.
我们今天面临一个测验我们通过了，下一次还有一个另外一个测验，可能更大的。
If we pass the test today, then we may have a test that comes after that is even greater.
但是这个更大的考验，在表面上看来好像很容易，很容易过，很简单。
Maybe on the outside, it seems like this test is very easy to pass.
但其实就是最多人在这个测验上跌倒的。
But actually, it is more people who fall during these types of tests.
我们现在来看一下历代志下三十二章。
Now let us look at First Chronicles chapter 32.
历代志下三十二章
Second Chronicles chapter 32
来从历代志的作者的眼中来看这件事情
To look at this, this event from the viewpoint of the author of Chronicles
三十一节
Verse 31
三十二章三十一节
Chapter 32 verse 31
我有一件事就是巴比伦王差遣使者来见西西家访问国中所献的奇事这件事神离开他要试验他好知道他的心内如何
31. However, regarding the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, whom they sent to him to inquire about the wonder that was done in the land, God withdrew from him in order to test him, that he might know all that was in his heart.
这个巴比伦王啊，他们当时候这个使者想要见，看到一件事情，就是本来那个日晷往前进的啊，现在竟然往后退十度了。
And why they sent the ambassadors, the ambassadors wanted to come to see about how the dial had gone forward 10 degrees.
所以那个神给西西家的那个证据让日晷退后这个是当时候那个包括巴比伦亚述那里的人他们都知道这个有一个天文的奇景发生了。
And even in Babylon, they knew about this, this supernatural sign that was given from God for, on the sundial to go back 10 degrees.
哦，他们赚到了一些时间呢，就好像时间往后拨了。
So basically, it was like time was turned back, and they gained more time.
你看，我们今天才刚换时间的时候，我们多睡了一个小时，我们都觉得哇，再慢一点不是更好？再慢一个小时睡更久。
And we had just adjusted our time for daylight savings, and we gained an hour. And we all think, wouldn't it be great if we had an additional hour?
哦，所以这个奇景呢，让众人，你看，他们想要来找西西家王知道怎么一回事，他们要知道神的作为。
And so the reason why they sent the people, the ambassadors, is so that they can understand the work of God.
但也在这个时候，神要用这些使者。他所带来的书信跟他所呈现的礼物试验西西家王。
But at this time, God was going to use the messengers and the gifts and the letters that they brought to test King Hezekiah.
圣经特别说神离开他。
The Bible says that God withdrew from him.
这个时候神好像站在旁边看。
It is like God is standing on the side.
要看西西家怎么样来跟这个使者来对谈。
So that God was watching to see how he would interact with these messengers.
他说了什么话?
What words he would speak.
要看西西家看到了巴比伦王所写的这封信的时候，他内心的情绪的反应是什么?
And to see what would be the reaction or the emotions in Hezekiah's heart when he reads this letter.
那神也要看，当他看着巴比伦所带的这礼物，一定是他的国家所没有的，让他觉得。会很喜爱的东西的时候，他到底心里在想什么
？And when the Babylonians brought gifts, they must be things that they don't have in the land of Judah, to see how Hezekiah what he would be thinking or feeling in his heart at this time.
这个使者这封信跟这个礼物对西西家王来说都是非常特殊的。
And these letters and these gifts toward Hezekiah, they are very unique items.
因为在这里，他可以感受到他是被这个巴比伦王所看中的，他是巴比伦王特别来问候的一个其中一个他觉得他很有地位，很荣耀。
He can tell from them that he is somebody that is honored by the king of Babylon, and he is receiving glory from them.
这个书信所写的内容就是要跟他和好的。
And the letter, the content is to say that they want to have a treaty with them.
这个书信一定是在赞美西西家王是怎么样的好。
And the letter, the content must be praising Hezekiah for how great he is.
我们想说，王巴比伦王所写的书信绝不会去骂他的啦。
And we know for sure that the letter would not be rebuking King Hezekiah.
一定是充满赞美的话。
It must be filled with words of praise.
一定说你的国家你是这么有能力啊，自己的国家这么好，你让连天都不愿意你赶快离开，要你活着。
It must be saying that your kingdom is managed so well and so wonderful that even God in heaven doesn't want you to leave.
这个使者所带这个礼物一定是犹大国所没有的。
And the gifts that he brought, the messengers brought, must be things that they did not have in their own land.
所以都是那个当地最好的东西要拿来送给这个看为很重要的国家的代表，一定是送最好的礼物去。
With an ambassador,
看得让人动心的。
They must have brought the things that are the best in their country, so in order to move the hearts of King Hezekiah.
这个时候，就是神要试验西西家王他内心真正的想法是什么。
And this is the time when when God was testing what was in the heart of King Hezekiah.
神曾经用过不同的方式来试验他的百姓。
And God has used many different types of tests before to see, for His people.
生命记的第八章。
Let us look at Deuteronomy chapter 8.
当百姓在旷野走路的时候。
When the people were walking in the wilderness.
生命记第八章第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 2.
神用旷野四十年的生活来苦念他的选民，试验他们，要知道他们内心如何，肯不肯遵守神的诫命。
God used these 40 years in the wilderness to humble them and to test them to know what was in their hearts, whether or not they would keep His commands.
所以你看，有时候神用苦难来看人愿不愿意顺服神。
So sometimes God uses suffering to see whether or not man is willing to submit to Him.
所以有时候神给人的考试题目不同，有时候是很顺的，有时候是很困难的。
And the tests that God gives to people are different. Sometimes it is through letting everything go peacefully, sometimes it is through suffering.
这一次神给西西家的考试是非常平安的。
And this test for Hezekiah was a time of peace.
但是不管是在苦难当中，是很艰难的旅程，还是各方面都很平安很顺利的时候，
But whether it is when things are very peaceful or when things are very tough,
其实神所在意的是我们内心对他的认识有多深，我们是否愿意遵行神的话语。
What God is looking for is how well we understand Him and how willing we are to keep His commands.
因为神的话语很清楚的。
Because the words of God are very clear.
神的话就是真理，永远不改变。
The words of God are truth and they never change.
所以神要百姓把他当作唯一的依靠。
And so God wants the people to treat him as their only reliance.
要让属他的民真的能够以神为乐，为满足。
So that the people would find their delight in him and find their satisfaction in him.
要他们能够明白真正的平安是走在神的路上才拥有的，而不是有多少人跟你做朋友。
And to know that true peace is gained through him rather than how many people are your friends.
所以圣经里面就提到神用这样的不同的方式来试验我们内心如何。
And so the Bible describes many different ways that God tests to see what is in the heart of man.
结果我们现在看西西家他面对这个试验的时候。
And then in conclusion, let us see what happens when Hezekiah faced this.
39章第二节。
In chapter 39, verse 2.
西西家心里非常的欢喜。
That in Hezekiah's heart, he was very joyful.
他很欢喜的，他把他自己的宝库里的金子、银子、香料、贵重的膏油，他武库里面的一切金器，所有的财宝都给他们看了。
That in his treasures, the silver and gold, the spices and precious ointment, and all his armory, everything that was found in his treasures, he showed to them.
他说他家中跟全国之内，西西家没有一样不给他们看的。
It says that there was nothing in his house or in all his dominion that Hezekiah did not show them.
这些事情都是西西家主动做的哦，人家使者都没有要求啊。
And these are all things that Hezekiah proactively did. The messengers did not ask for it.
是西西家心里很欢喜的时候，哇，他觉得他实在是被尊荣了到这个地步，他要把他所有的东西、好东西都给这个使者看，带回去告诉那个巴比伦王。
It is at this time when Hezekiah's heart was overjoyed that he was willing to show all of these things.
然后，包括他家里他。国里面所有的武器都给他看了
，including all of his armory, all the weapons of his nation.
在这一件事情上，我们没有看到他去求问先知以赛亚，或者是直接问神说：“我要怎么跟这个使者相处？我应该做到什么程度？我应该讲什么话？”
At this time, we see that he does not inquire of God how he should interact with these messengers and what he should do.
完全的是因为他内心很高兴， 所做出来的很自然的反应。
It is because he is so overjoyed, and these are the natural actions that he takes.
那在这个地方，我们看到了一个很危险的提醒。
Here we
一个很重要的提醒。
We see a very important warning.
就是西西家本身，他对他自己的财物，他所拥有的，他觉得是一个很好的依靠，很重要的资产。
We can see that Hezekiah felt that all of his possessions were a very important something he could rely on.
他并没有利用这个机会跟巴比伦的使者来介绍他所认识的这位神是何等的有恩典、有怜悯，是怎么样要人所当的诫命。
He did not use this opportunity to explain to the messengers how they should rely on God.
他所介绍的是他国家里面的这些物资的所拥有的资产。
What he did was to introduce all the material possessions that were in his nation.
但他忽略了赐给他这些资产的那位天上独一的真神。
But he neglected to mention the God who gave him all of these things.
所以我们看到的是西西家他本身内心所看到的，还是眼前所有的这些物质的东西。
So the things that Hezekiah sees are still all the physical things in front of him.
所以我们人其实是眼光很短浅的。
And so we can see that man is very short-sighted.
通常我们都只有看到眼前的东西。
We usually only see the things right in front of us.
看到的是物质这个好处，但是我们往往看不到赐给我们这些恩典的 那一位爱我们的真神。
We only see the material blessings, but we don't see the God who gave them to us.
但是当我们一直看到眼前的这些物质的时候，
But when we only see the material possessions before us,
我们有时候就会以为说，真的我们靠我们自己的力量，我们能够拥有这些的。
And sometimes we will think that it was by my own strength that I was able to have these things.
我们所重视的，我们可以跟人家来展示的，也是我们拥有这些东西哦。
And that the fact that we are able to have these things is how we are able to show other people it.
但是这些东西都是暂时的，都会过去的。
But all of these things are temporary and they will pass.
所以哥林多后书第四章啊。
And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章第十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 14.
他就告诉我们说，我们今天所顾念的是什么。
Here it tells us what are the things that we keep in our minds.
我们是不是顾念所看见的，还是我们顾念所看不见的？
Do we care about the things that we can see or cannot see?
事实就是所看见的都是暂时的。
It is true that the things that we can see are temporary.
属灵的那看不见的就是永远的。
But the things that are not seen are
eternal. 但是通常我们都是只是会注意到看得见的这些东西。
But usually we only pay attention to the things we can see.
所以这个时候我们就看到西西家他的内心。
And at this time, we can see the heart of
the king Hezekiah. 他觉得满足，他觉得喜乐的是物质的，不是属灵的神。
What he rejoiced in and what he was satisfied in was material things and not God.
今天我们如果真的像西西家所说的，我一生年日要谨慎而行。
If we really today want to be like Hezekiah to carefully live all of the years of our lives,
我们一定要能够把从物质上所得到的这个喜乐转到在神本身得到喜乐。
We need to be able to transfer the object of our joy from possessions onto God Himself.
我们有没有以神为乐？其实就是在指示我们到底对神的信心有多少。
And whether or not we delight in God and place our joy in God shows how much faith we have.
所以圣经里面呢，那古圣徒啊。我们就看到他们基本上都是以神为乐的人。
And we see that the saints in the Bible, we can see that they found their joy in God.
虽然他们生活过得很简单。
Even though their lives were very simple.
但是却是很富足。
But yet, they were rich.
虽然好像没有什么朋友。
Even though it seems they may not have had many friends.
可是他内心里面却是真的很平安，因为他知道有一个最好的依靠。
But their hearts had peace because they knew they had the greatest reliance.
所以我们来看一下哥林多后书。
Let us look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
今天我们信神，我们一定要有这样的超越。
Now today when we believe in God, we must be able to transcend in this way.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
那这里说我们从第九节开始看。
Let us start reading from verse 9.
第九节说似乎不为人所知，却是人所共知的似乎要死，却是活着的，似乎受责罚，却是不至丧命的。
Verse 9, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed.
第十节说似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的，似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的， 似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。
10. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, and yet possessing all things.
那这个就是今天神所赐给我们的。
And this is what God gives us today.
今天其实这些的恩典，如果我们在信仰上里面真的以神为乐，我们都能够体验得到。
And these are all blessings we can experience today, if we have this blessing by God.
我们今天如果真的以神为满足，我们在礼物在眼前，书信这个和好的书信在眼前的时候，我们不会心动的。
And that when the messengers, the letters, and the gifts come, our hearts will not be moved.
我们一定会把目光转向神去，先去问神。
We will turn our eyes upon God first to ask Him first.
这些东西是不是魔鬼要迷惑我的手段呢？
To ask God, are these things by which Satan wants to use to deceive me?
还是主啊，是你赐给我的呢？
Or God, are these things that you are granting to me?
所以39章，我们看回来以赛亚书39章。
And let us turn back to Isaiah chapter 39.
西西家王他那时候内心其实真正的想法已经显露出来了。
Actually, the thoughts in Hezekiah's hearts had already been revealed.
在神给他的这个考试里面，他失败了。
That in this test that God gave him, he failed.
先知以赛亚来见西西家，问他说：“这些人说什么话？他们从哪里来见你的？”
The prophet Isaiah came and said to him, "What do these men say, and from where do they come to you?"
西西家说：“他们从远方的巴比伦来见我。”
Then Hezekiah said, "They came to me from a far country, from Babylon."
其实这个时候，你看以赛亚是问他说：“这个人说什么话？”他这个问句呢，王没有回答。
And so the question that Isaiah asked King Hezekiah was, "What did these men say?" And this question, Hezekiah did not answer.
你想这些使者会讲什么话？
What are the words that you think these messengers would have spoken?
这个派来的使者，他会讲西西家不好吗？
Would these messengers say anything ill of the king?
绝对不会。
Of course not.
他一定要大力的去吹捧这个西西家，你多伟大。
They must use all their greatest effort to exalt and to.
你实在太好了，你实在太有恩典了。
And to praise him, how wonderful.
你是蒙神所喜爱的人。
You are the beloved of God.
哦，听得让这个西西家真的心花怒放。
And so that when King Hezekiah hears it, he will feel very rejoicing in his
heart. 赞美的话不是我们很多都喜欢听吗？
Because words of praise, don't we all like to hear them?
这些话让西西家王哇，很自动的把所有的家里都打开，让他来看呢。
And these words caused Hezekiah to automatically open up his home so that he would show him everything in it.
特别强调他们是从远方来巴比伦来的。
And he, King Hezekiah emphasized that they came from a far country.
先是问他们在你家里看见了什么。
And then he continued to ask, "What have they seen in your house?"
从先知的问候，我们就知道说，用什么东西给使者看，这是很重要的。
And from this question that the prophet asked, we can see that what is shown to them is very important.
西西家王所展现给使者的，说明他所看重的内容。
And what Hezekiah shows them, shows to them, represents what he considers to be most important.
西西家王说：“凡我家中所有的，他们都看见了。我财宝当中没有一样不给他们看。”
Hezekiah answered, "They have seen all that is in my house. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them."
但是西西家王有一个更宝贵的财宝，是那个使者用肉眼看不到的。
But Hezekiah had an even more precious treasure that the messengers could not see with their physical eye.
那个真正的财宝就是天上的真神。
The true treasure is the God in heaven.
这不是用肉眼可以看得到。
This is not something you can see with your eyes.
所以当时候，你看西西家，他说认为他所有的财宝都给他看了。
And Hezekiah thought that he had shown them every treasure he had.
先知以赛亚接下去说：“你要听神的话了。”
And continuing on, Isaiah said, "Hear the word of the Lord of hosts."
日子必到，凡你家里所有的，并你列祖积蓄到如今的，统统要被掳到巴比伦去，不留下一样。这是神说的。
Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and what your fathers have accumulated until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord.
不但这样子，你本身所生的众子，其中有被掳去在巴比伦王宫当太监的。
And not only this, but your sons who you will beget, they will be carried away and become eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon.
就看到当下神的那个审判马上来到。
And we can see that the judgment of God came upon him immediately.
马上跟他说，以后你会发生什么事情呢？
He immediately told him, "This is what's going to happen to you in the future."
以赛亚先知所讲的话，在75年之后会应验的。
And these would come to pass 75 years after Isaiah spoke.
这75年。 西西家早就死了，因为他只能再多活15年而已。
And by this time, Hezekiah was long dead because he would only live an additional 15 years.
一个人死了，管他说发生什么事情。
But after a person dies, he may not care what happens.
我现在有平安就好。
Right now, I have peace in my life.
所以当时候，西西家对以赛亚说：“你所说神的话很好。”因为在我的年日中间必有太平和稳固的情况。
This is why Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "The word of the Lord which you have spoken is good. At least there will be peace and truth in my days."
因为那个使者所写的话是平安的话，是和好的话语。
Because the words that the messenger spoke were words of peace.
这个以后要发生的这些灾难是他死了之后，他的子孙会遇到的，那是他们的事的。
And all of the tribulations that would come later from God, these would happen after he has passed away.
那我们就看到说，这个王这个时候他的眼光也短浅。
And here we can see that the king was very short-sighted at this time.
他所想的只是他自己而已的。
He only thought of himself.
他没有想到他以后子孙所要遇到的事。
He did not think about what would his descendants meet with in the future.
所以这个试验让我们看到西西家内心真正对神的认识有多深。
And this reveals how deeply, how much Hezekiah understands God.
他到底有多关心他的后代子孙。
It reveals how much he cares about his descendants.
他到底属灵的眼光有多深，能够看到神属灵的祝福跟那看不到掌握他一切的那位真神。
That in the spiritual sense, that his eyesight would it be enough to see the God that is invisible?
啊，所以我们今天来看的这段信息。
And today, when we read this message,
其实这个就是圣经里面一贯所讲的道理。
This is actually a truth that is stated throughout the Bible.
通常我们在困难的时候，我们反而会紧紧的抓住神。
Oftentimes, in difficult times, we grasp hold tightly to God.
我们越困难，我们跟神的关系越亲近。
The more difficult things are, the closer we are to God.
但是当一切都很顺利的时候
，But when everything is smooth,
这就是最危险的时候。
This is the most dangerous time.
可能在这个时候，我们所重视的就刚好在我们眼前的时候，我们就一心就靠过去了。
And maybe the thing that we value the most is in front of us, then all of a sudden our hearts will go to it.
我们内心对神真正的那个这个信心就会呈现出来。
And the heart that we have toward God will be really revealed at this time.
我们要祈求神帮助我们。
And we must pray to God to help us.
当我们在面临这个试验的时候
，That when we face this trial,
我们一定能够看到这当中跨过这个线代价是什么。
We can see that if we cross this boundary, what is the cost?
我们要了解魔鬼时时在试着引诱我们。
And we need to understand that Satan is constantly at all times trying to tempt us.
有时用一些我们很喜欢的方法。
Using the things that we like a lot.
有时候用一些困难。
Sometimes using difficulty.
但是不管魔鬼用什么方法。
But no matter what he uses.
只要我们的心真的都是靠在神身上。
As long as our heart is truly relying on God.
不管在什么样的境况
？It doesn't matter what situation we're in.
或丰富，或缺乏。
Whether we are in prosperity or in lack.
或平安，或患难。
Whether in peace or in tribulation.
我们都能够先求问神。
We will always know to inquire.
祈求神来带领我们的路。
To ask God to guide our way.
那我们就能够一生走在神的路上。
And then our whole lives we can walk on the path of God.
面对魔鬼的引诱，我们可以得胜。
And then we can be victorious when we face the
temptation. 面对神的考验，我们可以通过。
And we can pass when God gives us these tests.
那我们的心能够越来越提升。
So that our hearts can be elevated more.
看到神所要赐给我们真正的恩典。
And we can see the blessings that God truly wants.
那永远的平安不是暂时的，是永恒的。
And to see the peace that is eternal that God.
主耶稣基督所给我们的这个生命是永生的。
And the life that God wants to give that is eternal.
但是这个世界的所给我们的好处是暂时，今生几年而已。
But while instead the things that are in this world are temporary and only last a few years.
是让我们整个心都能够靠在神身上。
Then our whole hearts will be dependent on God.
那我们真的以有神为满足。
And then we will find our satisfaction in Him.
我们最后来看诗篇第十六篇。
And let us look at finally at Psalm chapter 16.
诗篇第十六篇。
Psalm chapter 16.
第十六篇，我们请看第八节。
Let us look at chapter 16, verse 8.
十六章的第八节十六篇第八节，我将神常摆在我面前，因他在我的右边，我便不致摇动。
16 verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
第九节。
Nine.
因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope.
我们跳过去看第十一节。
Let us skip to verse 11.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
那我们都能够这样子得到神生命道理的指示。
May all of us be able to receive this guidance in this path of life.
那我们能够一直都拥有神所赐的这永远的喜乐。
So that we can receive this eternal joy that God wants to give us.
能够胜过世界上各种的引诱试探。
And we can overcome the various temptations in this world.
特别在我们凡事都很顺利的时候，我们更加要警醒。
Especially when times are very smooth, we need to be even more alert.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn together.
470首。
470.